The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This Friday is the day Puerto Rico's governor pledged to have all the island's electrical power restored. That's not going to happen, but some Puerto Ricans have gotten power back after their long, long night in the dark. This is a story about an effort that helped more of them get it back.
After Maria, it was 60 days without light.
Back in November, Jamilet Bernier was starting her third month after Hurricane Maria without any electricity. She's a teacher and single mother, and she couldn't afford a generator. Speaking by Skype from Caguas in Puerto Rico's interior, Bernier called those days miserable for her and her two kids. One has asthma and sometimes needs electricity for a respirator.
I was just trying to survive with my flashlight, and everything was hot, and we couldn't sleep. It was very difficult for us.
But here's what added insult to injury. Each night, Bernier looked just across the street and saw a functioning electrical substation with lights on.
This doesn't make sense.
It didn't seem logical. But Bernier Street was part of a bolsillo, a pocket. Bolsillos are common inside Puerto Rico's decrepit power grid. They're areas the island's Electric Energy Authority, AEE, seems to have forgotten about. Bernier tried to point this out to the power authority, but with no luck. Then one day, while out on the highway getting a smartphone signal, she noticed a Facebook and Twitter page called Adopta un Bolsillo, Adopt a Pocket. It was an internet forum for bolsillo sufferers just like her.
I took a picture and I put it on the page.
Once the picture of her dark street next to the lit substation hit that page, it got results. The next day, someone spray-painted bright arrows on Bernier's street indicating her benighted pocket. A passing AEE crew saw it, and in a few days, Bernier's power was restored. So who painted Bernier's block?
I like the social media because you can make pressure.
The same guy who started Adopta un Bolsillo. He's a plumber in Caguas named Cheo Santiago, and he's running one of Puerto Rico's most effective social media movements in the wake of hurricanes Irma and Maria. He spoke with me during a recent visit to relatives in Miami.
This is my hobby. When I got $5, I don't buy a beer, cigarette, I don't buy nothing. I buy spray paint. And everybody, hey, that's good, that's good. Facebook, I got 18,000 people like the page and follow.
This isn't Santiago's first social media foray. 6 years ago, he started Adopta un Hoyo, Adopt a Pothole, to call attention to Puerto Rico's awful road conditions. Many Adopta un Bolsillo followers say it's turned light bulbs back on in their houses and in their heads about how to make the U.S. territory's dysfunctional government more responsive. Jaime Rivera says he thinks it's changing at least the way the electric authority does things. Rivera is a barber in Caguas and a single father of four. A crew restored his pocket's power after AEE officials saw the spray paint from a helicopter. Nadia de Jesus says she's expecting her power back any day now. Puerto Ricans are tired of this runaround, she said. I wasn't a social media user before, but I am now. De Jesus is a teacher in the eastern city of Rio Grande, where the popularity of Adopta un Bolsillo helped get the mayor to lean on the AEE. Adopta un Bolsillo enthusiasts in cities like Rio Grande often spray paint phrases like, no hay luz, there's no light. But they say they don't have to do that so much anymore. AEE workers themselves now watch Santiago's page. They're at least aware of it, as Jamilet Bernier found out when she told them she posted her neighborhood's picture on Adopta un Bolsillo.
They were, oh my God, no, please no.
WLRN reached out repeatedly but unsuccessfully to Puerto Rico's power authority for comment. But the AEE's new director did say recently that eliminating bolsillos is one of his priorities. Cheo Santiago hopes other social media efforts like his will spring up now to push reform at the AEE and at Puerto Rico's equally unpopular power utility company, PREPA.
The government, they watch my pages. I like it if anyone copy my idea.
But for now, Santiago is just happy that when he returned to Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago, he found power restored to his own pocket in Caguas. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.